Can you hear the music?
I can't hear it.
You can't hear the music?
No.
Oh. Hold on, man. Now?
No. Crazy.
Weird. Interesting. That's crazy that you can't hear the music, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, at the very beginning of the podcast, like the first couple episodes, there was a few people that said they couldn't hear the music. So I always start the podcast off, well, can you hear the music? And a lot of people are like, the last like year or so, they've been like, yeah, I can hear it. It's awesome. And I'm like, a lot of people can't. And then the last couple episodes, no one's been able to hear the music. Like, can you hear the music? No. And it fucking sends me, man. I'm like, I love that. That's why I asked the question, right? Like, it's
right.
Proving me right that that's why I ask, you know. Oh shit, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick, and shout out to Senjin Boychuk, who apparently Brian can't hear the music, so shout out to Brian, you know, from Blue, or not fucking shout out to Brian, shout out to Senjin Boychuk. You can find him all across the socials, you know, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Find him over there. He's doing his thing. And on today's episode, I'm pretty excited to have on, you know, Brian Constance from the BCS, the Blue Collar Standard.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. Dude, I love your accent. I love that Texas accent.
I can't even tell that I have it, man.
No, I bet. I can't tell I speak Canadian, eh?
Yeah. I can hear it, man. I can hear it up on this side.
Yeah, I can hear your accent.
Yeah.
And you can hear mine, right? Like, I've been told I have like a little bit of an Ottawa Valley accent, like, because I'm from back east, but I've been out west for so long now, right? Like, I don't know. I've been told I'm a little gangster too. Which
what is like, man, here in the States, man, it's like you have Louisiana, which is next door, you know, like, and everything, like, seems like they have like a whole different language than we do over here, you know, and then you go up north, you know, and they've got the accent up north, and then you have on the East Coast, you know, I mean, like, I guess it just depends where you're from, man. You kind of have a different slang there.
Hell yeah, man. getting down to Texas and getting to New Orleans is part of my
my
like bucket list. You know, it's
French quarters. Oh yeah,
French Quarter, man. The French Quarter. I heard the swimming's real good. Right? That's horrible. That's a horrible thing to say. So what's going on, man? What have you been up to?
On my days off right now, man. I got about like another week. Yeah,
days off from the oil field, you know. Just
yeah, man.
Are you working in West Texas?
Yeah, man. I've actually just started working over there about probably 3 or 4 months ago, man. I've been in South Texas South Texas and in the Haynesville, which is in Louisiana, for probably about the last, good God, man, 12 years, man, maybe 13 years. Yeah.
Like Odessa, you in Midland? I don't know.
Man. So I kind of bounce back and forth right now between New Mexico and then Midland, Odessa.
Nice, man. Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. And I wanted to have you on, man, because like, you know, you're all over TikTok, right? Yeah. And you do the Blue Collar Standard thing, the brand, and you're blue collar and your oil field, and my podcast is very blue collar, very oil field, you know. But not only that, man, you're a consultant in the oil field. Like, I've been trying to get a consultant on the podcast, you know, a different side of things, you know. Like, we have the boots on the ground all the time on the podcast, and you know, I know a little bit about, you know, how stressful it is to be a consultant sometimes, but only because I have some friends that are consultants, and it's more than just putting your feet up on the desk, sipping coffee, watching the ball game or whatever, right? Like, everything's on you, you know. If something fucks up, someone dies, you're going to jail, right? And
it is definitely a whole different ball game, man. From when I transferred over from, you know, the hand part of it, you know, from being just a regular hand to actually being the consultant, man, my whole perspective changed in respect, because I used to think it was a guy in the AC with his feet up all day, right? But I mean, and you have those days where you're going to be, you can relax, right? You can chill a little bit, but when shit's fucking going wrong, it's fucking going wrong. And you have to have the fucking answer. I mean, you have to stay 5 steps ahead of what you're doing. You know, like, I'm already thinking down the line of what problems I could come across or what could happen during this phase of this process that I'm doing, right? And I have to have solutions, and I have to sometimes make split second decisions and then go back and think that I made the right decision at that time. Yeah. You know, and it's a lot of fucking paperwork, man. People don't realize the things that go behind it. Man, you're over the cost, right? You're over logistics, you're over safety, you're over the entire operation, man. You're over, it's like a business. You are the representative for that oil and gas company, right?
Yeah.
So your name's on every single thing. Hell, right? Yeah. So it's a lot, man. It truly is, man. But, you know, and there's those days whenever things are going wrong, but I still fucking love it because it's challenging, right? And you still have to think outside the box, you know? And I tell people this all the time, man. And it's like, if you don't stay within practice, you're going to fall out. Like, you will forget things. I mean, man, I go home from 2 weeks, man. I'll come back and I'm like, fuck, how do I calculate a flush volume again? You know, the simplest shit, man, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, it's something that you need to stay within repetition of, man, or you'll lose it, man. I mean, there's just so many different factors that you're looking out that, you know, as a hand or on the service side, you know, you never thought you would think of having to think of that way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you on the drilling and completion side, or are you like,
yeah,
on?
So, man, I've done both. But completions is my bread and butter.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And, you know, man, it's something different. I mean, it seems like something different every day, right? I mean, you know, with drilling, you're either, you know, tripping in the hole, tripping out the hole, drilling or whatever. You know, with completions, man, every stage is different on a frack, right? Every wireline run is different. Your fishing tools, your drilling plugs, you know, I mean, you could be doing workover, you know, work, whatever, man. It's something that's always changing, you know. You just never know. Like, yeah, you could have a perfect frack stage one stage, and the next stage is just fucking you. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So that you burn through a stage in like 3 hours, and you're like, well, fuck.
So, you know, man, and now,
like a week.
So, man, it's crazy because, like, right before I left South Texas, we were burning through stages in like an hour and 10 minutes, man.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. Dude, we were cooking, bro. Like, I had
all those wells.
Huh?
Were they shallow wells or what?
No, dude. No, not at all. Dude, we were cooking, bro. We had two wireline units. I was running simultaneous wireline operations at the same time I was fracking.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, and they put fluid restrictions on us, right? So, like, sometimes, you know, they're like, just get all the sand in the hole, fucking use all the fluid, like, whatever it takes. But, you know, where I was previously consulting at for the last few years, man, they put a tight restriction on some water. So, I mean, you had X amount of sand to get in the hole within X amount of time, right? With the X amount of water, you know, and then, you know, they would try to throw like diverter in there with you at the same time and shit, man. And it would just fuck you.
Wow.
Yeah. Bitch would stand straight up. Yeah. Yeah, man.
I did a little bit of fracking. I don't know if you've heard of Frack Shack or Energera.
No. No.
So they're frack refuelers, right? So, okay. While the pumpers are fracking, right? I was in a shack sitting at a computer with fuel lines running to them, right? And we had a giant ass fuel tank attached to the back. It had, I don't know how many cubes it had in it, but it had a fuck ton anyways. And as the pumpers were using fuel, I'd have to refuel them from the shack, right? And I got the job. I needed the job. My daughter was just born and I was like, all right, I need this gig. And so I got there. It was so boring.
Wait, is it an automated fuel system?
Yeah.
Okay, we use that. We have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ours is called a gravity tank. We have a gravity tank where the fuel sits, right?
Yeah.
And then we also run dual fuel, which is like field gas. So we run like diesel and natural gas.
Yeah, it was so for us, like I had to sit in there and watch it all night or all day. And like I had to have it in manual, right? You could put it in automatic as soon as the pumpers needed fuel, it would shoot it in, but I had to keep it in manual just to keep you awake. They had to justify you being there, right? So manual, and you had to get up and do things, and sometimes the battery heads would die and it would tell you, you know, okay, this pump doesn't need any fuel right now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all of a sudden they're on the radio screaming like, hey, this pump is running out of fuel. Oh, you better shut it down. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not reading that from in here. What the hell? And then like, okay, I'd run outside. I'd look at the head. It'd be flashing. It's time to change the battery. They change the batteries real quick, put her back in and then start feeding her full of fuel. And man, like, what a job. It was boring. It was boring. You could read books. There was guys that when they worked there, they'd get an education in something else. They would be sitting on the computer getting an education while they were doing it. It was wild, man. And me, I like to sleep, right? So like I'd put it in. I don't do that anymore, but I put it in automatic and
right.
Right. And I wasn't cut out for that, right? There's too much sitting around. I need to be moving, right? And I had to look for something else. And so now I work on a vac truck.
It's a lot of work.
Fuck, man. So I've been on the vac truck for 7 years and I'm a swamper on a vac truck, right? I want to get my license, but we'll get to that in a minute. I want to get my license, but, you know, I can work, you know, the frac shack thing, the fuel thing, it was 12 hours and then you had a guy come out and replace you, right? The vac truck, so there's not always a guy to replace you, right? So you're like, sometimes I've been on site for up to 40 some odd hours at a time, right? Sometimes you're on the end of that back hose or wash one until the job is done, right? And you go back to camp and you're on call 24/7, and you know, it's a hard life, man. It's a hard life, right? Like it could be easy at times, but like it's taxing, right? And now I'm working on the road crew for the summer and I'm coming off that in about a week and a half, I'll be done here. And I was set to go back to the vac truck here. And I was sitting there at work the other day and buddy that I met on TikTok, he comes on and he texts me and he's like, hey man, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just sitting here, selling the road crew. And he's like, oh, when are you going back to the vac? And I'm like, about a week and a bit. He's like, you want to come work for me this winter instead? And we got to talking and he explained the job to me and it's a really good opportunity. I would be kicking myself if I didn't take it.
Sure.
So we talked for a little bit. And my whole thing is no one is loyal to me except for me, right? Like,
man, I'm the dude. Trust me. I completely agree with that, man.
Yeah. So I got to be loyal to myself because no one is going to be loyal for me. No one's going to look out for me. I got to do that for myself. And so, I preach that all the time, but I'm really bad at following through with that on myself. I'm loyal to a fault. And I've been on that vac for 7 years and I love that company. I love the guys I work with, but it stresses me the fuck out. It does. It stresses me out and it's going to kill me. So I made the decision and I'm like, all right, I'm in. And I signed the offer sheet and the offer letter that day. And so that starts in about a week and a half now. And I'll be going to do that for the winter. And it's almost double the money for less hours. And
that's a no brainer, man.
I'm on a schedule. They fly me in and out. They pay for that. It's a camp. I'm excited for the new opportunity, man. So
dude, absolutely.
I'm gonna miss my boys I went to war with though. You know what I mean?
Are you still, it's still oil field related?
Oh yeah. It's more oil field related. It's in Fort McMurray, Alberta. I don't know if you know anything about Fort Mac, but Fort Mac is a third of Canada's oil comes out of there every day, man. Fort Mac is like the energy hub of Canada, if not North America. Okay. I would say North America.
It's kind of like me going to West Texas, man. I mean, it seems like there's never going to be a shortage of work, right? Everywhere can be, like right now, man, I've got guys that's consulting. There's guys just working service companies are getting laid off left and right. In the Haynesville, you know, in the Eagleford and South Texas, man, you know, some of the guys that I work for, like, or worked with in Oklahoma too, man, same, man, they're all getting laid off right now, man. But West Texas is fucking blowing and going, dude.
Blowing and going. I hear that a lot about, like, you know, Pennsylvania and stuff like that and Oklahoma and, like, you know, just from my friends in the industry all over North America and in the world, really. But like, you know, my friends that I've made all across the industry in North America, and they say, yeah, man, like things are slowing down. I don't get it. And then, you know, you talk to the folks in West Texas and they're like, no, man, we were begging for days off.
Dude, it's crazy because I got guys, man, that's been consulting 30 years that I know and worked with, man. They can't find a job to save their life, you know. But yeah, same with me, man. As soon as I started with Exxon, dude, I haven't, man. This is my first full hitch home, dude. My first hitch, I worked like 30 days, came home a few days. Second time I went out with them, same thing. Third time, same thing. You know, like this is my first time to be home for a full two, but I think I'm gonna take advantage of it again when I go back this time, man, and just get a little more of it. I mean, they're handing it out for free, so I don't say no to money, man.
Absolutely, yeah, man. I'm at home on days off too. If you can't tell by the dollhouse in the background there, this room's the quietest room in the house. The kids are sleeping right now. They went to bed. They got school in the morning, so this has kind of sort of been my recording studio while I'm home, yeah. You know, and I'm sitting in a beanbag chair and I'm loving it. And, you know, I'm on days off, man. And there's, I can't wait because on the vac truck too, I was gone for 5-ish weeks at a time. Yep. And I came home for a week. Right. And those 5 weeks, man, sometimes they dragged, but sometimes they flew. Right now with my new job, I'm going to be making more in 3 weeks, less, just under 3 weeks with 10 days off. I'm gonna be making more in that 20 and 10 schedule than I did on 5 and 1.
Dude, you can't live a life on 5. I don't care what anybody says, man. Like, you know, when you get there, you're like, man, I'm gonna do this, and this when I get home, right? Then when you get home, all you want to do is fucking sleep.
Oh yeah.
Like, man, nothing else. I don't give, I just want to fucking sleep, dude. Like, all my plans, man, fuck them. They're gone.
Fuck them, yeah, man. On 7 days off, you know, like there are times where I get home and I've got two little girls, right? So I don't get to decide whether I get to sleep or not, right? Because it's like, well, up, I want to take my kids to school, and I want to take them, I want to pick them up, and then I want to go swimming with them. I want to go, we go on a road trip to the mountains or something like that. We go here, we go there, and everywhere, and then, you know, boom, it's time to go back to work, and next thing you know, I get more rest on my 5 weeks on than
yeah. Well, same, man. I mean, I got two boys too, man. They'll run you ragged, dude. You know, shit. I mean, one of them's up at 5 a.m. 100 miles fucking hour, and I'm like, God damn, dude.
How old?
He'll be 5, man, in a couple days.
Yeah, my youngest, five.
Yeah, and I got a 12-year-old too, man. So
my youngest will be 5 in a couple months. My oldest is going to be 7 in less than a month or just a month. Yeah, man. It's a fun time, man. And they're always like, they're lost when they're not around each other, but when they're around each other, just fucking like, you know, like two battering rams going at each other, like blenders without the lid, just going everywhere. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Right.
So man, you said you've been a consultant for what, 14 years, 13 years? Yeah,
I'll be going on 14 years this October.
Look, what did you do before that? What did you start?
Oh, man, I worked drilling rigs offshore, man.
Offshore. There's another fucking element I haven't had on the podcast yet, an offshore driller. And we're working on it, but a lot of offshore guys, they tell me, like, I'd love to come on and talk, but I'm not allowed. I can't talk about the life while I'm on the rig, while I'm on the
platform. Really?
Yeah, a lot of them don't want to talk about it for some reason, or man, can't.
I love it, dude. I almost actually went back December of last year. Oxy had a project that was supposed to take off, and I was one of the candidates to go out there and be a consultant, man, but that never happened.
So what's offshore drilling like? You know, like it looks cool. Look, Armageddon.
Dude, it's like fucking, like you've been on a land rig, right?
Yeah.
Man, to me, it's like making a land rig look like a micro machine, dude. It's on so much of a larger scale, you know?
Hell yeah. I mean,
it's just a lot more shit out there. Things are bigger and heavier, louder, you know?
Yeah,
and I love it, man. I mean, I miss, you know, people doing my fucking laundry every day and cooking for you, you know.
Whoa, they did your laundry for you?
Yeah, they do your laundry, they cook for you, man, dude. Like, and you don't spend no fucking money because you can't go spend it.
Fuck.
Back when I worked out there, man, you barely had a fucking internet signal or a phone, so you couldn't make no phone calls. You couldn't check emails. You couldn't Amazon.
I don't think that's come home. Yeah, you come home and the old lady's doing, you know, the neighbor, and she didn't know you were coming home, you know. Yeah. You had to find out the hard way.
I mean, I worked offshore before I even had a family, man. So, I didn't get into any of that until I came and started working on land.
Fuck, man. That's, man, I really, man, that whole lifestyle is fascinating to me. The offshore lifestyle. It seems like it would be difficult and you know, but fun, you know, like.
And I enjoyed it, man. I mean, honestly, dude, if I got another opportunity to go, I'd go.
Yeah, like, you know, the boys on land, you know, like, it's a lifestyle, right? We all know what we're going right through, and it's a lifestyle. We can look at the guy next to you, and, like, you don't have to say what you're going through, but we know it because we're going through it together, right?
Oh, dude.
Like, on the offshore, it's the same thing, just on a different level, right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just fucking kick rocks and say, fuck this shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no quitting the first day, man. You got to stick this hitch out and then go home. And
dude,
then
every time, man, when I first started as a roustabout, man, I get asked every time we go home, you coming back this hitch? Like, fuck, I ain't got a goddamn choice, man. I ain't got nobody paying my fucking bills.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I got a 10th grade education, man. You know?
Hey, man, you've done fucking well for yourself.
School of hard knocks, man. I didn't have time to fuck off, man. I didn't have mom and dad paying for my shit. You know, I didn't have none of that, man. I didn't have that luxury. I had to learn the hard way.
So you're saying you come home, right? Now you got the wife and the kids, right?
Yeah.
So how long have you been married for?
I've been with Courtney 2 years now, almost 2.5, man.
Okay, but you were with your ex for a while too, right?
Yeah, probably about 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Okay, so when you come home from a long hitch, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, the first one's for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one's for you, right? And it can be quick. It can be quick, right? Like, so, I'm going to get into this. This is brand new to my show, man. And the podcast is sponsored by Steady Freddy.
Come
right?
on.
And they deal in men's sexual health, right?
Come on.
So, like, yeah. And they have this shit called delay spray, right? You spray it on your junk, right? And, like, you know, you're home, you get excited and you're giving her, right? And, like, sometimes it just fucking happens, you know, like, you can't help it. Delay spray numbs it so you can't feel it, right? So, like, you can go longer, and the first one doesn't always just have to be for you, right?
Yeah.
And then they got this other shit. It's one tab a day, right? And it's called Ball Boost. Well, you know how, like, your fucking truck engine sometimes needs to be boosted, right? Right? So fucking they got this shit called Ball Boost. Sometimes your boys die and you need to fucking get a boost, right? And it's like a supplement. You take a tablet daily, right? And it boosts your confidence, you know? And fucking, I'm just reading it here, man, you know? It enhances your libido and your sexual function and increases muscle endurance and stamina.
Oh, come on. Man,
dude, I'm fucking using this shit right now, man. And... like, let me tell you, man, the wind blows and it's like, shit, man. Like, damn, you know, the fucking engine has been boosted, brother.
Come on.
Yeah, so you visit www.steadyfreddy.com and use code DEFROST10 to save 10% off.
Oh, shit. Are they in the States or are they Canadian?
They're based out of Australia.
Come on. Damn it.
That's, come on now, yeah.
It seems like all the foreign shit's all the good shit, man.
Right, you know, and... It's pretty crazy, dude. I'm excited to see where this goes, man. You know, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Steady Freddy. You know,
hell yeah,
boost those balls, boy. You know, like,
as long as they don't boost them in another way where I'm having more kids for good, man.
Oh shit! Well, it does. It can increase your fucking your potency. You know, like if you're trying to have more kids, it can increase fertility. You know, like I was reading the website earlier, and they're talking. You know, like women do all kinds of things to remain fertile and stay fertile. They take all kinds of crazy things. Well, the men can too, right? Yeah, I made that video one time, man. It was like my first night home after a long month in the bush, right? And it's like, if you think I'm sexy and you want my body and I'm doing the dance, and it's like, I get home and I know that first one's for me, right? If you want my, you know, and yeah, man, fuck. Man, the podcast is, you know, we're 93 episodes in now. We're almost at 100. One comes out a week, you know? You know, 100 weeks in just about, man. And fuck, dude, you know, I can't believe where this thing is going, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Time flies, man.
time flies when you're having fun, man. And, you know, for my 100th episode, I'm trying to get Mike Rowe on. You know who Mike Rowe is?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm trying to get Mike Rowe on, man. That guy hasn't answered me back in like fucking half a year. I've been tagging him and everything and messaging him and emailing him and being like, hey, Mike Rowe, where you at, man? Episode 100 is 7 weeks away. Let's go.
Dude, hopefully you get it.
I hope I get it too, man. Mike Rowe's the man.
That'd be awesome. So,
you showed me before we started here, before we started talking here, you showed me your guitars.
Yeah.
Man, I've noticed there's a lot of guys in the patch, a lot of blue collar folks too, you know, that have like a musical, like a love for music, right? And we've had a lot of that on this podcast. We have Brian Andrews, we had Ben Allen Curry, we've had Daniel Harper. You know, he's also out of Texas, and they sing, you know, songs about the oil field or songs about the blue collar life. And, you know, not Brian Andrews. He sings Oil Field Dad, Brian Martin.
Yes. I know Brian Martin. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know him personally?
Not personally, but I know of him. I think we've chatted. I think we've chatted a few times, like passing by on social.
Yeah.
I'm trying
to get him on the podcast. I've had to go through.
Yeah, he'd be a great one, dude. He'd be dope to have.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get him on the podcast, and I've spoke to his agent a couple of times, and he's like, "Man, we're so busy." He's like, "I tried to remember you last year, and when I tried to have him on, and he's like, message me again." So I did again, and we're waiting to hear back from that. But where I'm going with that is, you know, like there's a lot of people in the patch that have like special talents or you know, musical abilities. And, you know, they use this, they use their jobs to kind of sort of pay for that, right? They're like, hey, you know what? Like, this is my
house. I tell people that all the time, dude. Like, my job is my vehicle for, like, my extracurriculars.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. And you were telling me, like, you were showing me guitars, like, Breaking Benjamin and shit like that. Like, you're friends with these guys?
Well, so, like, yeah, man. I've been on tour with them, with one of my previous bands we had, man. We've had songs go on the radio, things like that, music videos. And so I've been in music, man. I've been in that world for, bro, since I could freaking talk, man.
Yeah. Like, what's your band?
Huh?
What's the name of your band? If I look it up.
Yeah, you can look it up. It's Affinity Falls. Yeah, you look it up. Affinity Falls.
Affinity?
Yeah, Affinity Falls.
Infinity or Affinity?
Affinity.
Okay, Affinity. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, Affinity Falls, man, and like what kind of music? Like you
like really it's just hard rock, man. Like just good hard rock.
But can you play us a song or what?
Huh?
Can you play us a song or what?
What do you want me to do? You want to sing it or something or what?
Man? I don't know. Like fucking
my acoustic over there. I broke my string last night. Look, shape. I was playing with it last night, man, yeah, man, I broke my G string last night. You can see it's kind of dangling there.
You broke your G string.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man. So yeah, man. It's broken. I was gonna fix it today, man, but I had other stuff come up.
Yeah. So like what kind of music are we talking about? Like what kind of music do you sing?
Man, just I love like really, really hard metal, hard rock. I'm not your typical guy that's gonna go in the oil field and sing country music and stuff. That's just not really me, man. Yeah. You know, that's I can write it and I can produce it very well. Like I showed you earlier, man. I've got like my studio here, man, all that.
See all that. That's cool.
On my days off, man. Yeah, yeah. So I love all kinds of music. I can play all kinds of music and what have you, man. But like, I like music with energy, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, stuff that's going to wake you up. I don't like sad shit. I don't know why. It's just never really been my forte, man.
Whatever, man. Hey, whatever turns your crank, right? Like nobody else has to like it.
I work, man. I've got some of the best friends, man, that, you know, sing country music. I produced them. You know, I've got guys that I work with that do rock, metal, whatever I love just dabbling and whatever, but like hard rock and like just really hard metal, man, is like my shit.
And being in Texas, man, you got so much music there, right? Texas is
dude, yeah, dude, it's so saturated, man. It's unreal.
Hell yeah.
And I've been in the music game for so long, man, and toured and all this stuff, man, and been in bands and on radio with previous bands and stuff, man. It's like, you know, I made good connections, you know, way back that I've stayed in contact with that's helped me out to like present day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, Breaking Benjamin, right? Like that's, yeah. That's not like some small name band.
So like, I know a couple of years ago, man, during COVID times, I did a Nickelback cover on my Instagram and they like reposted me on their page and stuff. That was pretty cool.
Nickelback on his phone.
Fuck yeah, dude. Man, dude, I'll tell you what, man, dude, I've seen them live and it's like probably one of the best live shows I've ever seen, bro. Like people talk so much shit. They're like, dude, when you can sell out arenas and like do what they do, bro, like then come talk to me, man.
I've seen Nickelback twice. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, you can't deny
it. One of the times was right at the barricade, man. And like, you know, like talk all the shit you want about Nickelback, bro. I live in Alberta, right?
I know.
And Nickelback is fucking like 3 hours down the road, man. That's where they're from.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a buddy named Chris Baseford who actually lives up that way that actually produces them.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Everybody, okay, Gord Kightley from the Second Act podcast. You got to talk to that guy. Gord Kightley from the Second Act podcast calls it the six degrees of separation, right? We're all separated by the tiniest little hair, right?
Yeah.
And if you want to call it a separation, because like it doesn't take much to fill that gap in. We all know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, and we're all connected. Then you take the internet, the social media world, right? And like, hey, I know that guy. Hey, I know that guy. Yes. You know, man, it's
social wild. Media can be the greatest tool, or it can work with you or against you, man.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's crazy.
One wrong thing like, now? Yeah.
Like for me, like, man, whenever I got laid off from Trinity, man, like, and I was just talking on TikTok about it one day and I didn't even apply at Exxon. They called me, you know, just because of the outreach I have, you know?
Yeah, man.
And my reputation. I'll say my reputation, man. I'm very, very, man, how should I say this? Like my reputation to me is everything, man. So like, you know, I really, really try to keep that intact as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Hold on. I'm going to try something for a second. I want to try something for a second. Okay. Can you hear the music now?
No.
All right. I just wanted to play with the button there for a second. I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know. Like, what did I do differently from the last few days that haven't happened in a month? So, all right, no, that's cool. I just want to try something. But yeah, man, no, I know what you mean. Like, this new job that I got happened because I met a guy on TikTok.
Right.
You know, we got to know each other, right? He knows that I can do the work because I've shown it in my videos. The videos have acted as a resume, right?
Yeah.
Like. Hey, exactly, man, right? And he reached out and he's like, hey, man, similar work, different pace. You know, you're not being, you know, covered in toxic chemicals. You're not inhaling the toxic fumes or anything like that. We're doing this and it's here and we're offering you a bit more money, you know, and man, that's just, you know, one of a few opportunities I've been granted from being in this space. Right. And
yeah.
Man, it's exciting. It's exciting where this is all going, right?
Dude, so. I've like became friends with people like I've never thought I'd become friends with, man. You know,
yeah. It's good to make these connections, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, do you know who Mark Lacour is? Mark Lacour?
I'm not sure, man. I don't think so.
He's on LinkedIn. He is the CEO of the OGN, the Oil and Gas Network.
Okay.
And the Oil and Gas Network's based out of Houston. And last week's episode featured Rena Friedman, who no oil and gas. She doesn't work in oil and gas. She's an ex Jerry Springer show producer.
Yeah.
And I just talked to her. We connected because she also has a podcast. And you know, the whole podcast community comes together. I get on her show, she gets on my show, and we maybe each other guests that they didn't know we existed, right? And I'm like, well, you're not in the oil and gas space, but you know, she's like, well, actually my husband used to work oil and gas. And now we live in Houston. We are either oil and gas or aerospace. Right.
Yeah.
And he used to work in oil and gas. Now he's in aerospace. And after this podcast is done, I'm going out for lunch with Mark LaCour from the OGN, the Oil and Gas Network, and he has podcasts under his network and all this other stuff, and he does all this media press stuff. And she's like, I'm going to tell him about you when we're done. And Mark followed me on LinkedIn, and
that's awesome, man.
And all because, you know, I branched out and connected with someone that wasn't part of my niche, but
right.
She was niche related in a way. And we didn't know that about each other. Right. And that's crazy, man. You never know what you're going to find out when you talk to someone about anything.
Bro, that's like my social, like even though I'm so heavily involved in like music and other things like that, man, like I just don't, that's just not a part of my TikTok or my social, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I thought about making it like I've like put like a little snippet here and there, like recently I've thought about started sneaking things in there, you know, but you know, that's just not really what my audience is, man. You know,
well, no, your audience is oil and gas. They're here for the blue collar stuff. Then, you know, you got the blue collar standard, your blue collar standard merch line. Right. And what, how did that start? Like, where did it come from, and why blue collar standard? Why not something else? But yeah, you know?
Man, like, so I've always wanted to do like a clothing line or a company, right? And everybody doesn't wear a dime a dozen. Let's just be honest, right?
But it's
like,
my own.
Yeah, you know, and I'm just like, you know, man, I just want to do something for fun that, you know, has my stamp on it, right? And I started getting a pretty large, you know, following, and I was like, you know what? Let me monetize off this and see what happens. So I did, man. I came up with, you know, a name, and then came up with some, you know, designs at first, and then just went from there. And now, man, we're 2.5 years deep in it, you know, and it's, man, we just had a new release, man, a couple of weeks ago. And then I've got some new stuff coming this week. You know, it's always evolving, but you know, it's for fun, man. It isn't my life or my job or my main source of income. It's just something that I love doing, dude. You know, it's just like a hobby, you know, like I get orders on the site and I'm like, oh, hell yeah. You know, and I get all pumped about it, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, it's not about the money. It's really not, you know, like I say, my main job is consulting is my vehicle for my extracurriculars. Right. So.
Yeah. Why'd you call it the blue collar standard? Like the BCS.
I don't know. It just popped in my head one day. I was like, that sounds cool. Let's just go with that.
Well, it is cool. It's a cool thing, right? Because you have set a standard for yourself and for, you know, people that purchase your gear, that like your gear, right? You know, like, hey, we're going to set a standard here, right? We're blue collar and we're setting a standard, you know, it doesn't have to be trash. We don't have to be trashy men and women, you know, like how people view the blue collar world to be, you know?
Exactly, dude. That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, people give us a bad name. Let's be honest.
Yep.
And ones that don't, man. My reputation is everything.
Right? You're only as good as your word in your last job, right?
I mean, my name is my income, man. You know, people know me. You know, when they come on location, they're like, "Oh, Brian's a consultant." You know, and that's, and you know, you go through my comments, and people who's worked on my locations like. Leave positive, like, you know, when you go in Google or Yelp, man, leaving 5-star reviews, you know.
yeah. Hey, if you don't, I'm gonna make a fucking nasty video
But I do have the shit bags that like to talk shit and, you know, say all this and that about you, right? Or like you're just a glorified paper pusher. I'm like, well, I said, man, you're more than welcome to come out here. Or when they show up, like, and it's funny because like the guys that do leave the negative comments, I do go and check who they are, because eventually you're gonna run into them. And when when you do run into them, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, they get all like, oh shit, like, oh, he's the push on my site. Oh, I go, oh no, hopefully he doesn't know who I am. Hopefully he doesn't leave this car. Yep. He doesn't realize I left that comment, right? And same with me though, you know, like I had a video of mine blow up on LinkedIn, and I didn't know it was on LinkedIn. And on TikTok, when the trolls come for me and they leave nasty comments, I can fire back sometimes. Well, on LinkedIn, I was being very careful because the video I made was about the town that I work in, right? And where it was blowing up, it was all like consultants, because it was LinkedIn, very professional consultants and safety guys and people that were higher up and stuff. And they were some of them had some issue with it, and I couldn't fire back because I looked on LinkedIn and I saw, oh, this guy's a consultant here and this guy's a safety guy here. They can make my life hell down the line, right? Yeah. So I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna walk on eggshells around this one. I'm gonna be like, hey man, sorry you felt that way. I didn't mean to, you know, right. I didn't mean anything by what my video was just supposed to be a joke. I was just laughing.
People get offended so easily nowadays, man. That's the thing. Like, people getting their fucking feels.
Yep.
You they know. Sure do. But yeah. Me, man, like whenever on my location, man, like I make sure you feel welcome and like you're part of the team. And like, I don't say that you work for me, you work with me, because I mean, truly, man, it's a team effort, right? At the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, there's some people that like has had half the fucking experience that I've had come up with great fucking ideas. I'm like, fucking awesome, dude. I love it. You know, yep. Because dude, like you become so complacent, right? And things become so monotonous and this and that, and you become in your ways. And then like, sometimes you just don't think outside the box, and somebody with fresh eyes comes in and is like, hey, they question this. They're like, oh shit. Now that's a good point, man. Fuck yeah. And that's what I love. You know, and
sometimes,
I say, you know, and another thing I have problems with too, man, is guys, oh, that guy ain't worth the fuck, blah, blah, blah. But you know, I ask him, like, did you train him? Did you show him the right way to do it? How much time have you spent with him? He ain't worth the fuck because he's your product. I tell him straight to the face, you ain't worth the fuck.
Yeah.
They're like, no, motherfucker, you're not, because you haven't taken the time to train this guy and be a leader. Instead, you want to fucking run your mouth.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm going to train this motherfucker, and then he's going to become your fucking boss.
I as I get older, I start having this mentality, right? Whereas like, you know, when I was younger, if someone was a shit worker or didn't know anything, you know, it was very, you know, taboo or not taboo, but very, you know, go with the pack and you make fun of them. Right. And you're like, you make them feel like shit for it. Well, as I get older, it's less criticizing, more coaching.
Yeah. No, every day, dude. Every fucking day.
Yeah. We don't get anywhere with criticizing. Right. Coaching, like maybe after a while, if you're not getting it after you've been coached properly and hard, and you know what I mean? But, you know, we need to do more coaching in the industry and yeah. you know what I mean? Like many hands make light work, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if this guy over here was yelled and screamed at and not taught properly, well, that's what he's going to toss down to the next guy.
Oh, dude, right. Yeah, 100%, man. I've had a whole totally revamp me too, man. I mean, I used to be hot-headed as hell.
Yep.
You know, I've had to come down quite a few notches, man. And, yeah, you're right, man. It's,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm with you on that for sure, man. I mean, I'm all about you. Thing is, man, like, you know, somebody is lazy as shit. Then they're training somebody, and that person's going to be lazy as shit. You know, I mean, if you have somebody that's good and energetic and motivating, man, then, you know, that's always a plus for sure.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm out there with them too, man. And like, you know, I'm like, I just come out here. Don't be scared. You know, I'm just out here to hang out. You know, if you need help, I'm here to help y'all guys. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to dictate y'all. Fuck now, yeah. If there's something happening with the whale control incident or something, yeah, then yeah, I'm taking over. It's my job.
Yep.
You know, don't get butthurt if I start yelling and screaming absurd things, you know. But
hey, I get a question.
Yeah.
You know what viscosity is, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, what's viscosity in your own words?
Like, I would just say it's like the thickness.
Yeah, the thickness. The thickness of the load, right? And here we go again talking about giant loads, right? Like fucking, you know, the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman. And this is the original sponsor of this podcast, man. The Mudman, right? The Mudman deals in viscosity. He deals in the thickness of your load.
You know, right.
Going downhole, you got to pack more mud down there. You got to maybe take out less mud. Maybe it's too viscous, you know? Right. Maybe it's too thick. Maybe it's not thick enough, right? And so Brian, the Mudman, he has like all this new fancy gadget, you know, like the pouring, the measuring cup and whatnot. And he's made it all digital and he's made it. So, you know, the shit's easy now, man. You know what I mean? He took all the guesswork out of it. Right.
Dude.
So, he's an incredible person, man. And he's trying to get into Texas too. Like we were talking about it. He's like, I want down there, man. I want to go to Texas. And, shout out to the Mudman, you know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, you know. Without the Mudman, you know, I wouldn't have a mic and a headset. He supplied the mic and the headset. I don't have it on right now. And he just, within the last 2 months, I'm recording the podcast on my new MacBook Pro because of the Mudman, right? The Mudman's like, hey, man, what can I do to make your show better? I'm like, I need to edit more. I need a better computer for that. And recording, you know, it gets me off the phone, frees up the phone, and I can record on the laptop. And man, it's been an incredible journey with the Mudman. You know, he's an outstanding individual for sure.
Dude, I love my dude. MacBooks last so long. I had my last MacBook since 2011, and I just had to replace it last year.
That's nuts, man. Yeah. That is fucking wild.
I ride hard, dude, with a lot of like music editing and producing and video editing and stuff, man. Like I ride the shit out of them too, man.
I'm still learning how to edit the videos on the MacBook.
What are you using?
I don't know. What do you suggest?
Man, you know, like this may sound so goddamn cliche, dude, but like I found CapCut to be so easy to use. But I use like Adobe Premiere. I have that on here. I have Final Cut Pro for my video editing and stuff like that. But dude, like for some reason, dude, CapCut's like for the price. I mean, dude, it's like I get the pro version for like $7. Yeah, what is it? 16? I don't remember what it is.
16? I don't know. It could be 6. I don't remember.
I don't know. I just let it just come out of my account every month. I don't even pay attention.
Yeah, I just started doing it, man, and I edit it on my phone.
Yeah,
do they have a desktop version?
Yes, I have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck me sideways.
I got my 50-inch screen right in front of me, man. It makes it so easy.
Shut up, man. That's I gotta get on that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So www.mudmanmarket.com, man, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, man. The Mudman's got your back.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I gotta download CapCut for my laptop, man. I didn't know
it's super, super fucking easy. Yeah, you know what's crazy? Like the last couple of I don't know what's going on with the TikTok algorithm, man, because like, dude, it's gone such trash, man. It's like I go from like 300,000 views, whatever, man, you know, up there in that range, and then I'll have a video and it maybe get like 500 views. Like I don't know what's going on with it. Like maybe I'm shadow banned. I don't know. I got reported the other day because I made a vlog like of me traveling to work and I violated community standards.
Because you were driving.
But yet they got trannies and fucking dudes and shit dancing on fucking TikTok Live, but I can't have a travel vlog.
Oh fuck.
But, yeah, wow. That's a whole different subject for a whole different day.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, I don't know, man. I took the foot off the gas a little bit this summer. 4 years into content creation, you know, I stepped back a little bit. I'm like 1 or 2 videos a week, I'm good. You know, like it's tiring. Plus podcast, 100 hours at work a week, father, husband. Something's gotta give.
I don't, you know, man, it's crazy. Like I'm not even considered myself a content creator. Like I just get on there and I'll post if I have an idea and that's it, man. Like when I first downloaded the app, I was so against TikTok at first. And then like, I was like, all right. And I made a video and I shut it off for like a couple of days, man. And then like, everyone's like, Brian, you're like fucking everywhere right now. You know, I was like, what? Signed on, dude. And I had like fucking 4 or 5 million views on this video and like 500,000 fucking likes and thousands of comments and shares. And dude, it was just fucking wild. And I was like, And then that's how it started for me, man. Like I didn't even try. Like, you know, if I have an idea, I'll just set my phone up. Like I don't get all fancy with editing and filters and shit, man, or nothing like that. Really. Like, you know, just one take Jake, man. That's it. Done. If it's fucked up, it's fucked up. I don't give a shit. I ain't got fancy productions, man.
So as a consultant that makes videos, like you're not against guys making videos on site then, as long as they're doing it safe and they're putting their work ahead of the video.
Man, my deal with it, man, is if I'm doing it, then they can do it because it's leading by example. There's not a double standard in my book, man. But just make sure there's like no safety violation and shit in your fucking video. God damn, dude. People pick me apart from my fucking, my H2S monitor being the back of my hard hat. I'm like, bro. I was like, if you want a fucking safety job, I mean, we're hiring safety. Come on down. You know, but it's a, yeah, man, it's like, I'm just like, make sure y'all ain't doing nothing fucking stupid. There's no fucking, you know, shit behind you that people can point out and pick out and see or whatever. Try to keep our company logos out of the video as much as possible, you know.
Yeah.
Like, other than that, man, I'm like, man, if y'all can make good content, make good content. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when where I was on the rigs and shit like that, you know, for the longest time, it's like, make it in the truck. Don't make it outside the truck. Right. And I was like, okay. And then the boss is like, hey, man, I made a video and it was like, I wanted to show all the trucks and make it funny. And I was like, I had the shit trucks in the background, right? And the, I had the straight backs and then the hydro backs and then the semi. And I'm like, hey, is your coil in a soil? Are your turds in a herd? Something like that. Are your coil in a soil, your turds in a herd? Call TCR today for all your septic needs. We got straight backs. We got combo vacs. And for those really big loads, we got semi vacs, right? And then boom, 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 boom. I Want You in My Room was playing in the background. And then in the end, at the end of it, it said, because in this liberal economy, we're all in this shit together. Right? And fuck, man. And it blew up. They thought it was hilarious. It took them like a, they wanted to approve it. It took them like a week or two to get back to me. They're like, yeah, go ahead, post it. I did. And then it was game on. They're like, use the trucks in the background all you want. Make videos on site, and now you know they have their own TikTok and or no, their own Instagram and Facebook that they had me made for them. And then, yeah, man. And then, then when we go out to rigs and shit like that, they'd be like, hey, man, Dick's on site. All right, the consultant would come over, and he's like, hey, man, it's like, I don't need to stress this to you enough. He's like, you're gonna do it, but this is what you can show, this is what you can't show, this is what I want you to do first. Don't put your video ahead of the work, right? Yeah. Do the work. And I'm like, yeah, man, I got you. You know what? Like, I might not even make a video today. You never know. Maybe I'll be too damn busy, right? I don't know. And then the one time I'm in a tank, we're cleaning out a mud tank. I'm in the tank and I look up, the consultant is sitting there above me watching and he's just smiling. And I get my phone out and he's like, he's shaking his head. Yeah, right. And I made a video of me, like, I was squeegeeing barite to the hose, and I made the video and it blew the fuck up because he told me to post it right then and there because I wasn't going to post it then. And I'm like, I thought I was funny in high school, so now I clean rig tanks for a living, right? And he's like, come on up here, come out of the tank for a minute, come out of the tank. He's like, show me the video. So I show him the video. He's sitting there, he's like, yeah, I like that. And he's like, post that right now. I wanna, it'll do good, that'll blow up. And then I'm like, man, it's kind of late, you know, like my posting time is not this late. He's like, post it. I want to see. So I did. It was like 8 o'clock at night. Dude, man, it's one of my most viewed videos.
So crazy, because if I post it like 10 in the morning, I ain't going to get shit. But if I post like at 8 o'clock at night, it takes off. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Some of them do.
I put one up one day. It says, if you can't complete school, you can always come out to the oil field and complete some oil.
Yeah. I made my first million view video. I posted at 2 a.m. I was on night shift and I was sitting in the truck and I'm like, do y'all ever recognize that, you know, how weird it is having siblings? You spend the first like 12, 15 years of your life hating each other. And then one day you just wake up and you're like, man, this motherfucker, all right. You know, like shit. And then I posted it at like 2 a.m. and like the next afternoon it was at like 2 million views or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
I know, I had my truck stolen one time down in Carrizo Springs, which is like right by like down by the border, right? It's close. It's close, you know. And I was like, when you walk out of Walmart and your truck's gone. Oh shit. I'd be blowing up. Like in a matter of minutes, it was blown up, man. I was like, God dang.
Why did you decide to get into content? And you know, that first video you posted, you're just like chilling there for what?
Yeah, I think the first one I made was like in my truck. Like the one that, like my first one that did really, really well, I was in my truck or whatever. And I think I'd already had a few whiskeys by then, man. It was like in the afternoon with my dog or something. And then I said some dumb shit. And then I got off, like I got back on it, and I had like 150,000 views or something or whatever, right? And it did well. But then I got off of it again, man. I didn't get back on it for a while, and then I made that one that went to like 5 million views. You know, and then after that, I was like, you know what, shoot, if I ever come, if I have good ideas, like I'll post something. You know, like it'd be like the most rare, like crazy thing, because I don't really plan anything. It's just like sporadic, like in the moment. You know,
Yeah.
if I have the idea, I'll make it, and if I don't, then I don't. You know, because those are always the best ones for me, the ones I don't have planned.
Oh yeah, the ones that just like come out of nowhere, man. They always like
Hey man,
boom.
I mean. And I'm a one take Jake, dude. Like, I don't, if I can't nail the video, like within like the first take or whatever, I'm done. Like, I'm fuck it. It ain't meant to be.
Sometimes I need to redo it a few times, you know, especially when I'm doing the lip sync shit, the voiceover stuff. Sometimes like, oh no, all right, no. And then sometimes even when I'm saying it, if I'm just talking, I'm like, no, my voice wasn't right there. So I'm like, all right, a little bit more excitement, maybe a little less excitement, right? And then I'm like, all right, let's try this. And then after like two or three times, if it's not right, I'm like, fuck it, this is it. Like, one more time, boom, done, throwing it up.
I'm the same way though, man. I'm like, all right, here it is. You know, like, and some guys like, man, this doesn't have no like editing, or this is like the worst acting. I'm like, yeah, it's TikTok, bro. What do you expect? Like,
Man, I'm not an actor.
I'm not out here fucking trying to like be a model and fucking look good and have like production and shit. Like, I'm a raw creator, I guess you would say, man. Like,
Raw dogging it.
it ain't much to it, man.
Fuck no, man. Dude, I love that, man. Fuck yeah, I love that. That's fucking. I love talking to people about how they got into content, right? Because like for me, it was my wife and my sister kept texting me these fucking videos. And it was the beginning of the pandemic. And I'm like, no, fuck off. Stop texting me this shit. I don't want to get 20 texts a day about videos I'm never gonna fucking watch. Right. So I started a TikTok account and I'm like, hey, I started TikTok. Fucking send them there. Right. And I can ignore them. Right. And so I'm at home, I'm just hanging out, watching a lot of Wicked Tuna. Do you watch Wicked Tuna?
Oh yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
I had Dave Marciano on my podcast.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Oh, man, I had Dave Marciano on this. I watched a lot of Wicked Tuna, and one night I'm sitting there and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going on. I start watching these videos. And I'm like, that's kind of funny, you know, like getting addicted, right? Who knows, turn an addiction. And then a few months later, I'm back at work, and I'm like, all right, there's I could say something here because I missed the Vine train, right? Right, Vine was out. And I made one Vine, and I'm like, nah, this ain't for me. I want to be a part of this, but this is no. So I'm walking through the grocery store, and I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna make this video. I made the video, 1,900 views. I'm like, fuck, 1,900 people watched that? Shit. All right, make another one and another one, right? And then fucking, here we are, 4 years later, man.
It all happens, man, by accident, man. You
Oh,
know.
dude, you know who Jeremy Littell is, right? Yeah, Jeremy Littell was on the podcast episode 50, and he talked about that. He's like, I put a phone in front of my face one day, and the video blew up, and the rest is history. I was a dumb guy making dumb videos at like, you know, fucking the right time,
Exactly, man.
right? Just happened, done.
I think that's what happened with me too, man. I just kind of like came in when the blue collar stuff was just starting to take off, you know. Exactly
Man.
what happened. If
Yeah.
not, like if I would have started today, man, I would probably be like at like 10 followers.
What, how many followers you got on TikTok?
I don't know, like 85 or 86,000, man. I mean, something
See?
like that. It's
What
just,
do you
you
add
know,
on Facebook?
like 2,700.
2,700. I thought you had more than that on Facebook.
No, I just keep that personal, man. I try to keep that as personal as I can.
All right, yeah, because I follow you there, right? I wanted you on the podcast. I messaged you in a couple spots, and then I met, and then I hit you up on Facebook when I saw one of your posts. I'm like, hey, Brian, man, come on the podcast. And then I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna hit you up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram, you know, you don't have as many followers there, so there's not as many
I don't
people
really,
hitting your inbox, right?
man. I don't really mess with it that much at all. I mean, and like I say, like with TikTok, it's just all organically grown, bro. Like I don't beg people to follow me. I don't really get on there and comment, dude. Like
Yeah.
I post a video and then I just get off. Like, I don't, I interact with some of the comments, of course, you know, but like for the most part, man, it's just like, it's there, but it's, I mean, I'd still be Brian if I had 10 followers. I don't give a shit.
Fuck yeah.
None of that shit follows me. And I don't even call them followers because, man, I mean, we're all just people. I mean, I hope no one's goddamn dude. I mean, there's probably a lot better people they could follow. If you're going to follow somebody else, not me.
Yeah. I will say this, though, about Instagram, man. Instagram is a lot more fun than TikTok. You know, you're organically growing over there. And yep. That's where you make your connections. When you grow over there, that's where people approach you about, hey, man, do you want to work together doing this? Do you know, like, TikTok's okay.
I've had a few people. Yeah, man. Man, what is the guy's name, man? He's a short Mexican guy with a beard. I met him down in Carrizo Springs. God, he's gonna, if he sees this, he's gonna hate me because I always say what's up to him. And
what's he do?
He works in the oil field. He makes the oil field funny videos, like, you know, he's comedy.
Oh, Justin Sane?
Yes, Justin. Yes.
He was on the podcast a couple months ago, man. I love that guy.
No, dude, I always like talk to him when I see him at the gym, dude. And like, I can't believe I forgot his name for a minute, man.
Justin Trujillo.
Great little dude, man. Great dude. Yeah, I gave him stuff, man.
He's a big Eagles fan, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Justin Trujillo. I like that guy, man. He's hilarious. Yeah, I love his videos.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Do you follow Johnny Tsunami?
I think I do, man.
He has the American blue collar, American made blue collar clothing line. He's that big muscly guy. He's a pipeliner in California.
Okay. Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a new girlfriend there over the last little bit. She's a barrel rider or barrel racer or whatever she is.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
I love that guy, man.
Cool. Yeah. Dude, yeah, I really haven't met anybody bad, man, from social, to be honest with you, man. I tell people this all the time, dude. Like, I think I have greater friends from social media than I do in like my real life friends, bro.
Oh yeah, man. It's pretty nuts where, you know, your Facebook and your whatnot, your private Facebook is where, you know, people you used to know that you don't really know. And then, like, you know, TikTok and Instagram and shit like that is like strangers who
crazy. But like I say, man, strangers will support you harder than your real friends, dude. Like, it's so cool. Like with my clothing line, right? Like I say, it's just for fun. Dude, I give out so many clothes, dude. I think I probably give out more than I sell, dude. And that's just me because I just am a generous person. And but like, man, like, it's crazy because I have friends that will try to barter with me on price and stuff. I'm like, bro, like I can't let it go. I mean, you're trying to fucking negotiate. I'm like, do you go to the mall and negotiate a price on a fucking, you know, you're wearing a hooey fucking hat, bro. You pay 40, 50 bucks for that hat. Like my hats are $25, maybe $27 at most, whatever. We're not over 30. Nothing on my website's over $30. And it's premium quality, like, badass. Like, we take great pride in the materials and the way it looks right and everything. But I'm like, damn, dude, you're trying to fucking hustle me, but you don't, do you go to the mall and hustle them for a fucking name brand? But like, damn, like, more people like off the internet support you than your people. And dude, like, I'll be driving in Midland and I have my big ass truck, you know, and people like will pull me over on the side of the road, dude, there. And it's like, I'll get on just straight out, have like a full blown conversation with somebody that I've never met.
Yep. It's cool. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's wild. With my clothing line, man, it's not, it's just Dick Frost and Sister Frost and Big Dick Energy. We got a couple other things, but I got wife beaters with the Dick Frost logo on them. We call them Dick Beaters. my website. Yeah, same thing, man. You know, like shirts and shit like that. We keep it really cheap, really simple, really affordable. My wife makes it all in house, right?
Yeah, so
like
See, I do all my designs and things, and my buddy Nick, he does all my printing and my embroidery.
That's pretty cool, man. I'm not into embroidery yet. We're working on that.
Yeah, man. I've been through so many damn hats, man, and shit, trying to find a person, dude, because the stitching is just so fucked.
Yeah.
fucking retard literally fucking sewed it, you know. And I'm like, damn, my 4 year old could have sewed better than this shit, you know. So finally, I found Nick, man, and Nick's like very reputable. And we like, I'm like, dude, I'll send him something like this is the idea that I have, and it like comes back perfect every time.
Fuck yeah,
like hell yeah. So, dude, don't I? I know I want to send you some stuff, man, but isn't there like a fucking, isn't there like some customs or some shit it's got to go through?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. I've gotten stuff from the U.S. quite a bit. And I'm gonna, you got what you were saying about you give more shit away than you do sell.
Yeah.
Same with my stickers, my hard hat stickers.
I got a ton of that. Oh,
I fucking just give those away, man. Like, dude,
I'm about to get a tally books, man.
Tally books? What's that? Like what?
But man, yeah, you know, like the book where you keep all your info in on pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue collar standard tally books?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Do you have stickers on your hard hat? You're allowed to wear stickers on your hard hat?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, man, I'm sending you stickers then, man. I'm going to send you a podcast sticker. I'm going to send you a Dick Frost sticker.
And I really do, like, I take a whole fucking slew of stickers out to location, man, because people want them, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've probably given a couple $1,000 worth of stickers away. They're $1 on my website. I
give dollars worth of fucking clothes, and I don't give a fuck.
Fuck, man.
I mean, I'm like, what, well, man, all of it's doing is just putting my name out there more.
Fuck yeah. I love that.
Don't give a shit, dude.
No. No. There's a lot of times where, you know, like I have a big box of stickers and I forgot to take them to work or site or camp or whatever. And people are like, man, you need to like bring stickers for the boys, you know? And it's like, yeah, you're right. I do. And then there are times where like I have a handful and I give them all out. And then someone else comes along. It's like, you don't bring stickers? I'm like, yeah, man, you're just late to the party, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I have guys on location. I'm like, hey, come here. I'm like, you want a hat? Yeah. You want a shirt? Boom, boom, boom. He's like, what's this? I'm like, that's my brand. Wear it.
Get it out there. Fuck yeah, man. Dude, if I get a blue collar standard hat or shirt, man.
I'm waiting on one design. I've got one design that we should get back before I go back to work. So I'm going to have, I'll give you all four new prints that we have and like a whole slew of hats.
Look, I'm wearing Buddy's shirt right now. This guy's out of Alberta, not far from me.
Yeah.
Priority Clothing Co. Like blue collar.
Badass.
Blue collar crew, right? And on the back, he's got one with the Tim Hortons logo on it that says Priority, you know, fuck your cubicles and shit like that. And oh, yeah. Man, like it's wild, man. Like everybody's doing something fun and unique, you know?
See if I can pull this off straight on my screen real quick. I got this. This is the shirt. This would be the new design we have on the shirt, man. I'm trying to send you a little monogram and shit.
Oh, that's cool, man. I like that.
Yeah, so I'll have that one to you, man. So
that's really cool, actually.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones I think we've done so far, man. It's just simple and clean, you know?
Yeah.
I've tried to do intricate, like, designs and shit, and, like, I've just, like, noticed that, like, people just like simple, you know?
Where do you see the blue collar standard going? Like you're just doing this just for fun. You don't care if it goes like poof or anything like that. You just, hey man, it's here.
If it happens, it happens. It's just like, man, me with TikTok, man. I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it's meant to be, it'll be. I ain't pushing nothing, bro. Like I don't push shit. I never have, man. You know, and that's the thing with me too. Like I'll put ads up on like Instagram like every now and then. I just don't know how to work it that well, bro. Like I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I just never really gave Instagram a hard try. You know what I mean? But I'll put
Instagram's there. It's a tool. It's a very powerful.
Yeah,
tool.
I just need to get add people on there and get a following on there. I mean, I ain't got that yet on there. So
you'll get it, man. You'll come.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, if I try, man. I mean, I'll put some effort into it. But yeah, I mean, I'll advertise every now and then. Like, I'll put a paid ad up, but. Most of the time, man, it's like I'll post a video and I always have my stuff on, and then people just ask me where they get it, and I'm like, oh, my website.
Hell yeah, man.
So, but like I say, man, if it happens, it happens. If not, then no hard feelings, man. You know.
Yep. I don't want to keep you too much longer here, man. I'm also going to go and cuddle with the wife a little bit.
Oh yeah, I'm about to do the same, man. I got to help her with some stuff.
Hell yeah, man. I usually like to finish the pot up with one last question, but I was going to ask there too. where can people find you on the socials if they're going to go looking?
Oh man, just go to TikTok, man. Blue Collar Standard Co. That's the easiest way to find me. Or you can add me on Facebook. I don't give a shit, man. Brian Constance, they can find me there too. Instagram handle, I believe, is Brian is Inked. And then Blue Collar Standard Co. on there too as well. So take your pick.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. And so I like to wrap it up with one last question. And that's, you know, Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people up on the Rock, right? If you could have your own Mount Rushmore as four people you look up to, inspire to be, or that inspired you, who would they be and why?
Holy shit, that's a damn good question, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Well, man, god dang, that's a good one. You know, I never really thought about that. Damn, dude.
It gets a lot of people, man. We spend the whole, like, you know, time.
Bro, like, I don't.
Joking around, talking about. Like,
I would probably have to say my grandpa for sure, man, because he took me in and raised me up for the most part. You know, for sure, man. I mean, he kind of paved the way for me. So, I don't know, man. I heard you got me good on that one, dude. I don't really have that many people, I guess, I really look up to, man, to be honest with you. I know that sounds terrible. God dang.
Is he real, not real? Fucking dead, alive?
Oh, man, someone's going to kill me. I'm going to say President Trump. I love me some fucking Trump, baby. Fucking Trump 24, baby.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats, bro.
Man, I don't know, man. I would say I have to go with those two, man. I mean, I gotta go with my grandpa and Trump, dude. Shit, dude. I don't know. I don't know who else I'd put up there as the other two, man. I've never been fucking.
Y'all gonna have heroes, man. Okay, here I am. Okay, let's talk about Trump for 1 second, right?
All right.
Like,
let's
I'm
do
Canadian.
It.
I'm Canadian. The assassination attempts, two of them now.
Yeah.
Right. First one. Like, look. Okay. I don't know, man. I don't know where I want to go with this. Like, was it an actual thing? Was it real? Do you think it was real?
I'm going to question you on that too, man, because like, you got to think about it, man. Like, how did somebody with that much fucking protection get there with the fucking rifle, bro? Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But like, you got to think about why it happened the second time. And here's my theory on it. Right. The first time could have been real. I don't know, but look what came of it. Biden backs out all of a sudden. Right. Biden's like, no way I can compete with that.
Yep.
Right. Holy shit. This and dude maybe, is a martyr now. You know what I mean? Like, holy fuck. He's been assassination attempt and oh my God. You know, like, and now he's done. All right. Now we need Kamala. Okay. So I don't know whether you want to believe it or not, but the news has it all up in the air that, you know, Kamala's kicking Trump's ass. Right. And the polls are like, you know, whatever. It is what it is. How many new voters? Because you got fucking Taylor Swift come out of nowhere and was like, I support Kamala. And then all of a sudden there's a 400% fucking uptick in voter registration. And it's like, oh, wow. Holy fuck. All right. So then Trump's like, well, shit. Look what happened to the last guy after I got almost assassinated. Right. So now it's like, all right, let's do it again. Now someone is like, boom, someone tried to assassinate me at my country club. Right. Let's see if Kamala takes a shit kicking from that now, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, man. Like, politicians, dude, no matter how much you like them or not, they're all fucking conniving and evil, right?
Oh, yeah. I agree with you on that for sure, man. But he's good for our business, though. That's why I like him, man, because he's good for our business down here.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
you
yeah, man.
You get what I'm saying, man? Drill, baby, drill. So.
Drill, baby, drill, man. It's all about that. Kicking ass in oil and gas, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's probably my main reason, man. It's because, you know, we're good. Business is good whenever he's in, you know?
I think this will be the next Canadian election is important. And every fucking election is more important than the last. You know, this is for democracy, right? And we got to save democracy and shit. And we're voting to get one particular person out in Canada, right? Like, it has to happen. And we're not necessarily voting in the next best guy. He's not the greatest. Right? So, fucking, I'm going to vote to get this guy out. And I think that'll be my last time I vote, dude. It's not fucking anymore, you know?
I agree, man. It's too much, dude. It is, man.
It's fucking stressful. You put too much, you put too much shit on politics. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Fucking, okay, granted, our industry is very political, right? Like, you know, one guy across the world says, oh, my town burned down because of oil and gas. Well, then fucking an uproar in oil and gas comes and a price, you know, governments across the world start having a dick measuring contest and all of a sudden we're out of jobs. So I get that. I get that 100%, but fuck, it's all so, so stressful. So dumb.
Yep. That's why I don't do it.
Fuck. Yeah, man. Man, thanks for coming on, Brian. And, I'm really excited, man. You know, this will be out, I think, first week of October. So first or second week of October. Anyway, I don't know yet, but, fuck, man, this has been a really special ride, man. And, you know, thanks for being a part of the first Steady Freddy, dude. You know, dick enhancing.
Hell yeah.
Dick enhancing fucking sponsor, man. Like, fuck, dude, that was a good one. I come up with that one off the top of my head, man, about the engine needing to be boosted and so is your balls. You know, like, the fucking, we're gonna work on that one a little bit.
Maybe it'll pay you, man, to make some fucking slogans for them.
All right, we'll get into that. Stick around after the show. We'll talk backstage, but
yeah,
man. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me, man. It's been an honor, dude. It's been a pleasure.
Stay frosty.
Yeah.
And I know. Can you hear this?
No. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm playing the outro music. Just pretend like you can hear it.
Oh, I can hear it now, though. Thank you.